During the pandemic, the CDC put in place a moratorium on evictions because people needed to shelter at home and they couldn't do that if they didn't have homes. Yesterday, a federal judge struck down that moratorium, but then, after an appeal, she put her ruling on hold. This means that people who owe their landlords rent are still protected by the CDC order, but we don't know for how long. NPR's Chris Arnold has been following this story. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Noelle.
What are the legal arguments in this case that I imagine probably impact millions of people?
Yeah, it definitely does. The case was brought by the Alabama Association of Realtors, and they basically argued that, look, the CDC doesn't have the power to tell landlords all over the country that they can't evict people if they want to, even in the middle of the worst pandemic in 100 years. And the judge in this case agreed. The judge is Dabney Friedrich, and she was appointed during the Trump administration. Now, the CDC does have the ability to order certain things to prevent the spread of disease and stuff, but the judge said in this case, the CDC overreached. There have been conflicting decisions. Other judges have looked at this another way. But the bottom line is this ruling goes far beyond any of the others. And on its face, it would strike down the eviction moratorium nationwide.
So the judge rules and she says, okay, I'm striking down the moratorium. But then she reverses herself. Why?
Well, a big part of that is that the Justice Department is appealing on behalf of the CDC. So now this all has to, you know, people have taken a look. I talked to Seamus Roller about this. He's a lawyer. He heads up the National Housing Law Project.
The underlying ruling in this case is pretty weak, in my opinion, because Congress in December extended the CDC order. So clearly Congress thinks that the CDC has this authority.
And like you said, we found out late last night that the judge has agreed to put a ruling on hold for at least a week. It's a little unclear, so there'll be no immediate effect. But the judge stressed that she is standing behind her ruling. And Roller says, look, we just don't know how this appeal is going to play out. And he says, while the CDC order was issued under the Trump administration, Trump also appointed many conservative federal judges. Roller suspects they, too, are likely to rule against the CDC having this kind of power to tell landlords what they can do. And he says all this is going to get decided by a panel of just three judges. So the outcome really depends greatly on which three judges get selected.
You've been covering housing for a while now. What are landlords saying about this?
Well, landlords say, look, I mean, the economy is picking up. They want things to get back to normal. They want control over their properties again. They've got bills to pay, too. And in a statement, the realtor group that brought the case said, look, this will bring needed relief to mom and pop landlords. And it also said, though, that the focus now should be on getting emergency rental assistance to tenants so that landlords don't have to evict them.
And in fact, Congress allocated a lot of money for emergency rental assistance. Is it getting to people?
Congress did pass a lot of money. It's about $50 billion for renters and landlords to avoid evictions. But in a lot of places, it's not reaching the vast majority of people that need it yet. And that's what people like Roller are worried about. That, look, landlords are going to get fed up, say this is taking too long for this money to flow and decide to just evict people. It's pretty easy to get tenants right now, that there's a housing shortage. And that could mean that a lot of people get evicted when they could have qualified for all of this help from the federal government. The Census Bureau says there are 7 million households now behind on their rent payments. So a lot of people could wind up homeless.
A lot at stake. NPR's Chris Arnold. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Noelle.